I'll go. Connor, welcome back. First day, how does it feel to be back in the swing of things and getting organised to be back on track already?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Obviously, another year, and I've had a year in the system now, so to come back, we're pretty early, back for most of the older boys, so yeah, pretty keen to get back into it and start running and get fit again.
Brilliant first year for you. I guess, what are your goals going into year two?
I guess just to keep building on how I finished off last year. Personally, it was a pretty successful first year, obviously playing all the games, and yeah, that'll be my goal again, is first establish myself in the team again, and hopefully as the year progresses I can push on into the midfield a little bit more and get a little bit more time in there. It'll be good.
Did this creep up on you, like it crept up on us?
Pre-season? Yeah, it always creeps up, I think. We have a fair break off, but it always goes a lot quicker than you think, and yeah, back into it already, which is, yeah, it's good.
What did you do running-wise in the off-season? How did you find having to go and do all of that by yourself?
Yeah, I've done it a few times before, obviously playing with North Adelaide, and we have a few pre-seasons there, so I'm pretty used to it now, having to train with myself, and we usually get a few mates together and come down to the club and do running together, which makes things a little bit easier when everyone's not together. So yeah, there's a fair bit of running to do by ourselves, but we all got through it, I think.
Physically, is there anything specifically you're hoping to improve on this off-season or pre-season?
Yeah, endurance is probably the main one, especially if I'm looking to move into the midfield. It's something that I wanted to focus on last year as well. So hopefully keep building that and maybe put on a few more kilos as well. Will help me to move into the midfield, yeah.
When do you think that move comes? When would you like it to come? When do you think it comes?
Whenever Ken wants me to go in there. I'm happy whenever. I like playing down forward at the moment, so I'm happy playing down there. And whenever he needs me to go into the midfield, I'm happy to go in there. So I'll keep pushing my case and try and get my endurance and body size up a little bit to help that out. But yeah, at the moment I'm enjoying my time down forward and hopefully midfield time in the future.
Has Ken given you any indication of when this might happen?
Oh, not really. It's more of a, yeah, just to keep improving, and when he thinks the time's right, then he'll start pushing me in there a little bit more.
Who'll keep the goals though, Connor?
Who'll
keep the goals?
We've got a few good targets down there. Rob Gray's pretty handy, I think.
Long term, how much would you like that split to be in an ideal world in your footy career?
I think coming up as a junior, I played a fair bit, sort of 50-50 forward in the midfield, but even last year, two years ago now, playing for North Adelaide, I played a bit down back, so I don't mind getting chucked around a little bit, but yeah, usually a 50-50 split between forward and midfield is pretty good and has helped my football.
Speaking of the forward line and goal kicking, were you surprised that Sammy Gray didn't get another contract or, moved on from the club?
Yeah, he was a really valued member of our team, and I guess the club's aspiring to win a premiership, and at Port Adelaide, that's all we're trying to do. So there's a lot of young boys coming through, obviously pushing their cases, and unfortunately Sammy didn't get a contract, but all the boys are wishing him well where he ends up in the future.
Speaking of looking to win that premiership, break the finals drought, do you feel like there's some added pressure going into year 150, such a big year for the club?
Yeah, there's always pressure when you're playing for Port Adelaide. It's a pretty historic club with the amount of premiership we've won in the past. So, yeah, there'll be a little bit of added pressure from the outside with it being the 150th year. But internally, we're always looking to make finals and go as far into finals as we can. So, yeah, that's all we'll be looking to do again this year.
Obviously, a great first season for you this year, but not really so for the team. How quickly after the season did you sort of switch looking towards next year? Did you give yourself a couple of weeks off to think about it?
Yeah, we always give ourselves a couple of weeks off just to get away from the club and to do our own thing and spend time with our family. And yeah, now that we're back into it, we start looking towards next year, and the young boys are back now, so I'm sure most of the meetings will be looking towards what we can do different that we didn't do last year to make finals. And we've had a few personnel changes as well, which I think will help, and hopefully, yeah, next year we can make finals.
You've been in the midfield, Connor's talking about you hopefully move in there at some point. You've got a lot of big bodies with Ollie Wynde and Tom Rockliffe and Sam Powell-Pepper. What do you think you can add to that sort of midfield mix to make it a bit different?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm a little bit different body shape to most of them boys. They've probably got 15 or 20 kilos on me. So, I think what I bring differently is probably a bit of leg speed and run and carry with the ball. Most of those boys are really good at their contested football, and hopefully I can bring a bit of outside speed and ball use to the midfield. Yeah.
Is that something you thought Port could sort of do with this year? From probably outside, we all probably thought, as in the supporters and the media, that really good, like I say, contested team, but like on the outside, probably needs a bit more sort of injection of pace.
Yeah, maybe. I think Carl Amon did a pretty good job when he went in there a few times, and even Boakey is pretty good on the outside as well most of the time as well. So we had a pretty good mix last year. Can probably change it up a little bit this year and see where that takes us. But I think last year it wasn't too bad. But yeah, we can probably mix it up and see what happens.
And with that forward mix, like talking about Sam Gray obviously having moved to Sydney, who do you think can step up and fill those roles or fill that role?
Yeah, we've got a few young boys, like I said before, with me and Zach Butters, who can hopefully keep playing some regular football. Some boys in the Maggies, Boyd Woodcock, those sort of players. Some other younger boys coming through that can hopefully fill the role of Sammy Gray. And I think we had a pretty young team last year, but we've also got some young boys still coming through with the Magpies.
Connor, can you run us through how you spent your time off? You said you did a bit of holidaying. And was your holiday anything like
Boakey's
time at the Red Bull Centre?
Not quite. We did a bit of training. I went away to Europe for a few weeks, so I did a bit of training over there. Probably not to the extent that Boakey puts himself through, but I enjoyed some time off in Europe for a few weeks.
And just a bit of a different topic. Prison bars, it's always a point of difference for a lot of people. Would you like to see Port wear them every week going into this season, especially given it's, like we said, the 150th?
I think it's a really cool Guernsey. We wear it at training every now and then. I'm pretty happy that we're able to wear it once this year. I'm not too fussed whether we wear it every game or just a few games, but I'm pretty happy that at least we're allowed to wear it at least once this year.
Do you know what to expect this pre-season? Have they told you anything's going to be different or
Well, we're starting a little bit earlier. Obviously, the draft's in about 3 weeks, so we're getting 3 weeks of training in that we didn't last year. In terms of overall, we haven't got a massive outline of what we're doing yet, but I think it'll be pretty similar to last year, and last year was pretty tough, so pretty similar, I think.
Have you been told if there's a camp on the cards like there was last year?
I would assume so. I think it's what we're planning on doing. I'm not 100% sure if that's locked in or not, but yeah, there'll probably be a big camp.
Just one on Boyd Woodcock, you mentioned him a moment ago. You'll be on a flag with him at North Adelaide.
Yep.
How do you see his AFL future? Are you pretty confident he can come in and kick some goals in the Power's best 22?
Yeah, hopefully. The last part of his season was pretty strong last year. He was really good in the Magpies. The back end of the season. So he's been training well for his whole first year and really pushing a case for the first 22. So, hopefully this season he can definitely push and maybe get a game.
Did you exceed your own expectations from a personal level last year, kind of? I mean, if someone had said to you when you got drafted that you'd be leading goalkeeper, finish fourth in the best of Ferris, what would have you said to that?
I would have probably told him they're pretty stupid. I do have internal expectations. Obviously, everyone has internal expectations, but I try not to pin them down too much. At the start of the season was just to get a game, and after that was just to see where it took me and keep working hard. And it ended up working out pretty well. So I would have been pretty surprised, but it was a good year.
Thinking about adding your own celebration?
Not at the moment. I might have to go to Xavier throughout pre-season and see what he's got for me.
Sorry guys, thank you.
Cool, thank you.